Think about the absurdity, this notion that this Central Intelligence Agency employee, Osama bin Laden, a figure in a cave in Afghanistan, monitored, funded by the Central Intelligence Agency, with a handful of people, most of whom are FBI and CIA operatives, is responsible for this enormously sophisticated and coordinated hijacking of aircraft, whose presumptive hijackers were trained with high security clearance at U.S. military bases. Talk about your ultimate conspiracy theory. More menacing than 50,000 H-bomb missiles, more dangerous than the Soviet Union. It's Osama bin Laden from his cave in Afghanistan. And this whole panoply of capitalist politicians, from Kucinich to the Bushmen, signs on for this charade, this absurdity, this farce, this replay of Operation Northwoods in 1962, when the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Lyman Limnitzer, presented a plan in the National Security Council on which every single member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff signed off. And the plan called for hijacking of aircraft, of flying it into prominent buildings, of assassinating U.S. citizens in Miami and in Washington, D.C., of blowing up the rocket-carrying astronaut John Glenn, and what? Attributing it to Fidel Castro and the Cuban Revolution, precisely to create in the United States that numbed acquiescence and that hysteria that would permit for the intended invasion of Cuba and the liquidation of the Cuban Revolution. That was not the wet dream of marginal people. Operation Northwoods, which has been written about in a book by James Bamford, who was the producer of ABC Tonight with Peter Jennings, Body of Secrets. Operation Northwoods then had a second plan because Robert McNamara and the Kennedy brothers said, this one's a little obvious. So they came up with another variation on the theme. They would use elements of the initial plan, including the hijacking of aircraft and crashing into buildings. But they would have U.S. Special Forces wearing Cuban uniforms stage an attack on Guantanamo. Then after it had got through the National Security Council and had received clearance, the Kennedy brothers decided to call a halt for it, the execution of John Kennedy followed, by the way, not long after that. 1993, the blowing up of the World Trade Center. Imad Ali Salem, the principal figure, an Egyptian intelligence agent with long-standing relationship with the Mossad and a high-level FBI operative. He brings the plan to the blind cleric, the blind Egyptian cleric, who, by the way, had himself been part of a Central Intelligence Agency-funded operation called Operation Cyclone in Egypt, when the Mossad and the CIA were supporting the WAFT, the Egyptian Brotherhood, and as they did Hamas. So now you have Imad Ali Salem, an FBI operative. He goes to the mosque and he recruits youngsters on a need-to-know basis to blow up the Statue of Liberty, the George Washington Bridge, the Lincoln Tunnel, and the World Trade Center. And he wears a wire for every one of his meetings. And he then makes a transcript for every one of the meetings for which he is wearing a wire. And he deposits these transcripts in the offices of the FBI in New York for 6 months, 50 file boxes of Imad Ali Salem working with his partner, a person who was arranging the safe house and renting it and the writer rental van, a Mossad operative named Guzi Hadass. It's in the Los Angeles Times, it's in the New York Times, it's in the Village Voice. Imad Ali Salem, after the death of the people in the bombing of the World Trade Center in 1993, said, you know, the FBI said that they weren't going to give me live explosives for this one. That's his... The hands of intelligence are all over these operations. Our ruling class is involved in that. That's under Clinton's watch, my friend. The same apparatus of intelligence and the enforcement arm of imperialism. It's one big property party. You have to break with that.